Don't ruin the theater of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that has been described as one of the many programs here on 2SER. Joel Kasem is my name, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. Unless this is your first time, if so, how are you? This is Across the Park, and my name is Joel Kasem, and thank you, as always. What? Hey, there's other people in the studio. First up is a man who last Sunday scaled the Harbour Bridge for Across the Park. It's Mick Rad.
Did I?
You did. Thank you very much for that.
No worries.
Much appreciated.
Talking about
every time Mick looks that? At me and he's like, he looks at me as if he's like, did I do that? And then he gets really confused.
I just crossed the coat hanger to get here. Does that count?
You did. You did. You messaged that. I have been waiting for you guys, but that's okay. We'll get to that in a bit. We'll get to that in a minute.
But this is live, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's live, but you guys were still late to being live. It doesn't matter. Hey, whatever. Also on the show is the self-proclaimed biggest fan of the NRL. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! I actually watched it.
Yes!
Yeah.
You did. You watched the State of Origin.
But the last 20 minutes on my phone. And boy, was it worth it.
Holy moly.
Wasn't it a great game?
Can we dive straight into it? Because it was just amazing.
We can. I
love how you asked for his permission.
We won't though.
See,
I'm afraid
we have to ask.
That's what you have to ask. As he eats his mandarin, as he
shoot you
that
down.
He found. Yes.
Where are you going, Gab?
Gabby's going off air. You've all moved, right. Gab. Are you going to go to that over there? Yeah. Wow, Gabby's moved. That's okay. I can sort this out as I continue to talk.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Gab.
You want live radio, hey? There, live radio.
Yeah.
There's some headphones
beautiful,
for you, pal.
Beautiful. Yeah, wow. Tedesco.
Yes.
We're not up to that bit yet.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on. How are your sporting weeks/days?
What?
Did you have a bad day today?
I did have a terrible day today.
Yeah.
Like, I started the day by thinking, I've got to shave. Look, I'm a bit fuzzy right now.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
And then I thought,
good.
I wanted to shave my head. Like, I've got like a little hand shaver that I bought recently where
instead you've got to shave your hand.
And, you know, it's just like a cool thing I do. I used to go pay $10 to the guy to do it around the corner, but I do it now myself with a little shaver that fits in my palm.
Yeah.
And
in your palm? What do you mean?
Oh, it's like a little, like a rechargeable one. And it's like, sort of got a shape on it. And
it's like a round thing, isn't it?
Oh,
I've seen the
for your head,
head.
Is that why you're wearing a beanie?
Yes. I
Also, it's a strange beanie.
It looks like a swimming cap.
Yeah. It looks really weird.
So I went into the shower because this is a waterproof shaver. So I can do it in the shower and all the hair just goes in the shower. And it's easy to clean up. You don't have to worry about it. Easy. So I got in there with my hand shaver and I put the shower on and I go, zzz, first one. And then I went, a whole lot more hair came off than I expected. I hadn't put the guide on to make it like a number one.
Oh, my gosh.
So my first shave went through.
As he reveals, he takes
and,
it.
And
oh, it is gone. Dr. Evil.
So I had one huge stripe that was like zero down the side of my head.
You should have left it that
way. And I was like, what do I do now? Do I just have like mad fades around the side and the back? Or do I just do the whole thing?
This is why you pay someone $10 to do this.
How much did the razor cost you?
$60.
Well, you probably get 6 haircuts a year anyway.
But I mean, this is going to last me more than a year, in theory. So I'll save money.
No,
like, I'll get my money back after a year.
Yeah, but
a year?
I actually don't mind it.
I was going to say, it suits you more than you're leading on.
Yeah,
you're
I think very if good. You either grow the beard out a bit longer.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You then know, I, that look, I quite
shave,
like that look.
And then I said to my wife, should I shave as well? She goes, no, then you look like a thumb.
It's true.
Thanks, wife. But yeah, that was my start
I
of the day.
I like it.
It's okay.
I just think don't wear that beanie anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you wear that beanie just for this show?
Well, was no, it was like keeping my head warm as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
now you've got to pay extra, invest in more beanies.
But the reveal was good on
it was
radio.
It was very good, yes.
Made
very
it
good.
Worse coming today.
But like Abby and I said, it suits you, so you look good.
Thanks.
Gab, any news?
Sporting.
If you want.
Or anything.
I went for a long walk. Like, legit long walk.
Mm. Cool.
Do you call it a ramble? You know, bombs call a long walk a ramble.
A ramble or a blocky.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
A block. Blocky's not very long, actually. But yeah, you're right about rambles. I used to do those all the time when I was a kid. Nothing really sporty.
Okay. Excellent.
We're really trying to find
That's
something.
That's a good tagline right there. Across the park. Nothing really sporty.
I like that. Let's do an ad. Grab that. Can be it. Okay. I'll cut it up. So should we just get straight into sport?
What are you? What are you? You're judging us for
Not sporting. Okay, well, look, the thing is, as I said, I was waiting for you guys. I was going back through some old things that I've done here, and I found you and I. So this show sort of started when you were doing Wednesday Drive, and I would come on with like the last couple of minutes when I very first started here, and we would talk sport because we didn't really have anything else
sport
to talk about.
Joel.
It never really had. And it was fun, and we had laughs, and it was all, a lot of it was just mostly me making things up, which kind of made it great. Anyway, I did an intro for it, and I'm going to play it as our intro today, because it was, and it actually has our intro in it now as well, and you'll hear it. It sounds like this.
Hey, pass me the b-ball. Watch this. Hey, watch me dive in the water. Now watch me ride this bike.
Whoa, a fast car.
Now watch me play cricket. Wrong cricket. Okay, now throw me that golf stick.
Nice shot.
Thanks. And now lawn bowling. Bowls. I mean 10 pins.
And now, this week in sport.
I forgot you had the dong.
You sound like a little baby.
And you called it a golf stick, like Gabby last week.
That's right.
What is it called? Club.
Golf club.
Club. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. So anyway,
that's great.
Let's talk.
I just love how you. Sorry, in this intro, you're like, "Oh, a ball. Oh, swimming." Like it's exactly what the show is like.
Yeah, it really is.
Totally.
In the state of origin, the Blues.
The Blueies.
It's been 14 years since we've won 2 years in a row, and it's very exciting. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And it's hard to. Yes, it's just a sport. Yes, it happens every year. But these things just make, you know, it just makes it all worth it. Like watching a game and being passionate about it and having moments like last night. It's just like, this is what it's all about. This is what sport's about.
Yeah, and I quite like this like 3-game thing. You know, you can really invest in that. Like it's way more exciting than just watching it every other day, you know.
Yeah.
When you have these games that kind of like stand alone and it, I don't know, it just makes it a lot. The annoying thing though it is, I guess, is that like once someone's won the second game, then you're kind of like, well, we've won.
If you win the first two games, the third game isn't as great.
Which is what New South Wales did last year. We won the series in game two.
That's right, yeah.
And then it went to Queensland for the third game. No one turned up. They gave the presentation at the end.
That's what I mean. That's right. Like, they've got to think of a way to...
It is hard to do it any other way. But anyway, as you said, Mick, the last 7 deciders, we've sat there and watched and lost all of them.
Yep.
So it is great to finally get one. Okay, the game. With only 32 seconds left on the clock, and the scores were tied at 20-all, James Tedesco managed to cross the line, score, and obviously much, much later on, James Maloney kicked a goal to make it 26-20. It was a near-perfect State of Origin match, aside from the refs who seemed to want to show off their new birthday whistles or something.
I talked about that in my little coverage of the game.
Okay, do you want to? Well, should we do that now? Because you went to the game last night.
I'll even explain a little bit about how I got the tickets in this description.
Okay.
Let's just clarify. Where did you watch the game?
I watched it. Sort of like a tradition, I'll go around to my parents' place and watch it there.
Yeah. And you went to the game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I got a ticket last minute.
I realised that the State of Origin was on last minute, had 20 minutes to go, and just by myself with my phone, just watched it on my phone.
The last 20 minutes.
Yeah, the last 20 minutes. Like, it's just so, the differences in us enjoying the State of Origin and how great it is that you can watch it on so many different platforms.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Welcome to the modern age.
Wow.
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 All right.
So, these are grabs from you at the game the other night.
Rocking up and actually at the stadium last night.
Fantastic. Listen to this.
So I'm out here at the game. Just arrived out of Homebush ANZ Stadium. I managed to scam a free ticket to the game tonight. Let's just say all you got to do is type Origin ticket into Twitter and you can get lucky. So it's supposed to be about 110,000 people out at Homebush tonight because there's a Hillsong conference on out here at the moment. Yep. So you got all the Hillsongers leaving and all the footy fans coming in.
Whoa.
So you got about 100 plus thousand people in the precinct. It's full on.
Ships in the night.
Yeah, good vibe, lots of blue, lots of people. It's going to be a pretty sweet night, hopefully. And I got a pretty good seat, apparently, like a member's seat. I'll let you know how it looks when I get in there. All right, let's do this.
That's part one.
Can I ask just quickly?
Yeah.
Why were they called Hillsongers and not Hillsingers? Surely that's what you would have gone with.
Hillsingers, I guess. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
I think they are, though, called Hillsongers.
Are they?
Right? Yeah, like people
I think they call themselves that.
Yeah.
It's not what I call them. Go on, Mick.
All right, Blues just ended on Edda Sandman on row 19. About the 10 metre line. Fucking pumped. Oh, I shouldn't have sworn.
Oh my God.
National anthem's about to start. Ladies and gentlemen, game soon.
That's it. And then this bit. Half time.
All right, mixed back again. Half time.
Yeah, because we'd forgotten.
Yeah, we're half. Like, the Blues started out well. We got an early penalty. Went up 2-0. We had some good position ball.
This one's a bit boring. I did talk about the guy.
This is like my worst nightmare.
They came down our end and snuck one through.
Okay, then we'll skip that one.
Oh my God, what a finish. What a finish.
Oh, I got really weird talking to my
right
phone.
Wing. The scores are tied. It's 20 all. There's no time to go. And Fergo passes it inside the teddy. Queensland fall over. The Blues win 26-20. Oh, that second half was nerve-wracking as hell. We were up 28. Queensland came back. Two tries. I thought they were going to get us at the end like they always freaking do.
But
not this time. Not this time. Amazing stuff from the Blues.
Yeah, it's just me just dropping.
You sound quite drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd
had a
few. My
throat was gone. I've been yelling so much.
The crowd's gone crazy. Now I've got to work out will I stick around for the presentation or not. I think I will.
I just think that the best thing about this is that Mick's on his own. Well done. Good reporting.
That was great.
Mick is on his own. Just like screaming, and then he's like, oh, better do my reporting, and whips out his phone by himself, just talking to himself.
No, but I just put it to my ear like I was on the phone to someone. I felt like I'm a really bad journalist. Like, I wanted to like interview and talk to people around me, but I just felt dumb doing it. Like, I didn't know how to do it. Like,
because that's the thing, right? So, you've obviously just gone and got this ticket from
where? Yeah, I was squeezed in between two guys, and they were like, and I was seat number two, row 19. There was a guy there and there, and no one knew each other. Like, I feel like all three of us are just there by ourselves.
Mm.
And I got to know him after a while. I was high fiving the guy in front. I sort of, you know, gave a bit of a what do you call it?
Bro
like
hug.
A bro hug to the guy next to me. Cool. It was awesome. Like, by the end, we were just like all mates and stuff. But yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know what to say to him. Like, I didn't know what to, if I was. I wasn't there as that capacity. I was just there to have fun. But yeah, free members ticket. I was friggin' stoked.
Well done. Congratulations. So
but yeah, the atmosphere, 83,000. You know, seeing that finish, and then there was no bad blue really. Like, every blue had a put in. They had a good game.
Yeah, everyone had a good game. Wade Graham, who went off after like 2 seconds.
Well, yeah, he did his hammy, unfortunately.
But as soon as he came on, we seemed to score two tries in a row.
That's right.
I don't think he didn't even touch the ball. I don't think just his presence.
Yeah, but you're right. That
no one had a. That would suck. That was, and the other person was poor Michael Morgan for Queensland.
Oh,
who
he smashed. You didn't see it. He smashed his head into like
Josh Maguire,
teammates. Like,
oh yeah, and he got unconscious.
Shoulder or elbow?
Yeah,
I think it was like bicep maybe.
Bicep, yeah, but like he was part of the La Land.
I love how the commentators. Oh yeah, friendly fires.
Friendly fire.
He was out. He did not look good.
No, he did not look
That's
healthy.
The purpose of HIA. Like, and the thing is, he's had actually multiple concussions
before.
Well,
had one last weekend.
Yeah,
the last weekend he played.
So I think he'll be out for...
I think Dr. Sarah Helliwell would say...
Mm. Yep. No more for you, son.
A slippery slope into prostitutes. What did she say?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of talk about alleys and... yes, great game. I'm so glad we won. It was really exciting. Very happy boy. Is that it for?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Like I just, congratulations, I was please. Doing the thing though. That what I always get annoyed with, I was like, "Oh, Queensland's winning, yeah!" And then I was like, "Queensland's winning, no!" Like, go the Blues, and then the Blues are winning, and I was like, "Come on, Queensland!" Like I can't help
oh,
but
you
like
go for the underdog.
I always go for the underdog, and I find it. But then when like the Blues came back, I was like, "Oh my god, yeah. What a game!"
You would have been struggling at 20-all. Who did you go for then?
Yeah, I was really Come confused.
Referees get involved more. Yeah. In the actual NRL this weekend, we were not going to talk about it too much, but we should mention that Cameron Smith is playing his 400th game. That's a lot of football.
I don't know who's going to beat that night.
I can't see that ever happening. Yeah. Benji Marshall's playing his 300th game. Mm. And I think
he's been around forever, and he's like 100 games behind. I mean,
yeah,
on.
I know. Well, he went off to and played French rugby for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah,
the difference between rugby and French rugby?
It's played in France. So we have rugby.
They run around going, ha, 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 baguette. Ha, ha.
Just don't know if that's...
Sorry, French
Not
people.
Offensive yeah. no. whatsoever. Yes. Also, the women's semis is on this weekend. Have a bite of your apple, mate. Mm-hmm. And chew it on the mic, it's fine. The women's semis is this weekend, but we'll talk more about that next week. In the tennis over at Wimbledon in England, everything is happening in England. But I guess this is sort of it for us because Ash Barty is unfortunately out after going down to American Alison Risk 3-6, 6-2, 6-3.
14 wins in a row to get there.
I know.
You know. She did well.
She did very well. Thing is... She doesn't lose her world number one. Keep eating on the mic. It's not an issue at all. She doesn't lose her number one ranking at all because world number three, Caroline Pliskova? Yes.
Ayama's already, Osaka is already out.
Osaka went out, so she was world number two. She went out, so she couldn't jump. And Pliskova also went out in the same round as Ash, so she can't jump her either. So she'll stay world number one for a little while.
Oh, good.
It's very exciting. Also,
she the way that she dealt with the press throughout this whole tournament was quite unbelievable. Not only is she just the best, most awesome, gracious and just... all-time legend. She was throwing in Disney quotes throughout every single press junket she did. Did you know that?
Now, did she mean to do this?
Must be
do you
a
think?
Thing she's trying to do, hey?
100%. She quoted, like, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Pocahontas, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules, Mulan,
many?
A Bug's Life, Tarzan.
What? That many?
What is amazing is that someone cottoned onto it.
Yeah.
Like, some journalist was like, wait a second, Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
And she just like, kept going and going. But I think that's just like taking it to a brighter, more positive kind of space, you know? Like
she's having fun with
it. She's having fun. Like, yeah. And I think she said these things can be extremely boring and a bit stale and a bit repetitive and just a bit serious. So
yeah. Oh, well,
good on you, Ash Barty.
Good on you, Ash. Yeah, hopefully you guys will stay number one for a while.
How long could she stay there for? Actually, how long couldn't she stay there for?
Oh, well, this is the last big tournament until US Open. That's not till, like, August, September?
Yeah. Yes.
And
August,
there's all other tournaments before that could determine ratings as well, rankings. So if she keeps winning, I'm sure she'll stay up there or thereabouts.
I didn't realize it was, like, that precarious that you could just get knocked off.
Yeah,
literally, you could be number one.
It's a whole
one
points,
day, and then
points based system, and the top I think four or five are really close together. So it really matters on different matches. If you lose one match and someone else wins a match, they're pretty much just going to jump you.
Right.
And it sort of goes like that because I think they've had, you know, especially in the women's, I think there's a lot of players who are really close together. Since 2002, there's been like 16 different world number ones in singles.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how close I think it is.
Yeah.
In the cricket, the women's, our fave, Elise Perry, absolutely humiliated England, opening the bowling to take a wicket with the third ball of the day, then rolling on to what can only be described as ridiculous figures of 7 for 22. So, Gab, what that means is she's taken 7 wickets out of a possible 10, and they've only scored 22 runs off her in that time. Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible. By the time she finished her spell... So that's 10 overs. She finished in the 23rd over. Sorry, England were already 9 wickets down for 57.
I saw a headline during the week that said Elise Perry, our greatest ever cricketer.
This is a great argument. I think is she the greatest all rounder?
No, sorry, greatest all rounder. I think that's what it said. Is it Australia's greatest all rounder?
It's a great question. You think of, I mean, obviously, your mind just goes straight to the men's cricket and who was our best all-rounder there. I don't know if we've ever had anyone in the men's as good as Elise Perry is.
Yeah. He bats up the top and bowls at the top.
Exactly. That's the thing. So, yeah, she's an all-rounder, so that means she can both bat and bowl. And usually that sort of player is somewhere in the middle, so they're a pretty good batter and they're a pretty good bowler, but they're not great.
They're not the best of the best.
But with Elise, you can't choose whether she is a specialist batter or a specialist bowler because she's so good at both.
Yep.
And that's what makes her so incredible. I think she's probably the best all-rounder we've ever had.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like men or women. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thanks for bringing that up because you've thrown me off where I was up to. It doesn't matter.
Can't turn you off. Can't
turn him on.
We have with that haircut. It's fantastic. Oh.
Thank you.
Our next match is the test match. So I think England... So we've won the first 3 one-dayers. Yeah. They're done. England now have to win the actual test match in order to stay somewhere close to us. Mm-hmm. If we win this starting July 18, then it's all over. So great news there. In the football, the Women's World Cup is over. The United States won a record-extending 4th Women's World Cup in a row with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands on Sunday. Mm. Did you see any of this game?
Yeah, it was
pretty good.
They deserve it. I mean, the Dutch were pretty valiant. And had a really good, it could have been closer. There was a couple of calls that were a little bit, how's your father? That's pretty much how the whole tournament's been.
He's well, thank you. No worries. Thanks for asking. midway through your sentence.
But, good on them. They deserve, they are the best team. I mean, by far, and the Dutch are still the best European team. So it sort of dictated pretty much along the terms of how things have been going. So,
yeah. And they're really fighting for equal pay, which I love.
Yeah. They're very, very vocal about it.
Yeah. After the grand final match, the crowd were all going, like, all screaming, equal pay, equal pay, equal pay.
Oh my God, how good.
Yeah, really cool. I love that. Bronze medal went to Sweden, who downed England 2-1. Now, is there anything else you wanted to talk about that?
No, because we can't talk about the game last night.
Okay. Now. What? Now. Okay.
Sometimes I wish that this was actually broadcasted with a television because our facial expressions are actually
we can do Facebook
probably
Live
the best.
If we had a Facebook page.
Facebook Live. That's a good idea. Or,
nobody watches or Facebook
Live. What about is Insta? You can do Insta.
You can.
Because we're on the gram. So you can do like...
If we had followers, then they get notified when we went live.
We should do that. I think we should do that because people should see what this looks like in here. How...
No, but it's mainly just the close-ups of your faces that you both give each other.
Okay, I wanted to mention David Gallop, the CEO of the FFA, will no longer be in his job next year after resigning yesterday. Now, I'm just going to play a bit of audio from this show a few weeks ago, so have a listen to this. Blame him. It's the people behind the scenes. It's the FFA. I still think David Gallop will lose his job and the end. Now, I'm not saying I'm some kind of god or even demigod. that's for the listeners to decide, actually. If you guys want to decide, feel free to... You can email
call us now.
Or you can call in 95149500. You can jump on the gram. Doesn't matter. You can find us and you can let us know if you think
I even looked at the phone to see if they're calling.
They're not, mate.
Nobody's calling.
So, I don't think I'm a god. But I can obviously clearly predict the future.
Obviously.
So, with that in mind, here are my 5 predictions for the rest of the sporting year.
All right.
Okay. So actually, if I just point at you, can you like be like, number one?
Yeah. Right.
Number two? Okay.
You start.
One.
Okay. The Newtown Jets will return to the NRL next round and make a huge run towards the finals, only to lose on grand final day to the North Sydney Bears.
Number two.
Before the season is over in the AFL, the format will change so much that by the time the finals come around, it will actually be a game that sort of resembles beer pong.
Three.
Wimbledon is currently on, and my prediction is that to mix things up, they're going to get rid of tennis balls and use shuttlecocks.
La quattro.
Greg Norman will make an astounding comeback and win the Tour de France. And you can do it together if you want.
Number five.
Across the Park will become so popular that from now on, people will only greet each other by saying, "How was your sporting week?"
With those predictions.
Good. Or they might greet each other by saying, "Never walk alone."
That's how they sign off.
Yeah,
never walk alone.
Never, what was it? Wear cologne? Or
yeah. What are you trying to say? Is it me?
That was very good, Joel.
Thank you very much.
He's a comedian in the making, isn't he?
Yeah.
In the making.
In the making. Slow cooking.
Really slow.
Okay. We're just here punching you.
It's fine.
Having a crack.
It's all good. Very quickly, the Netball World Cup kicks off today in Liverpool, England.
Another World Cup in England.
I know.
Hell.
I know. It is insane. Huh. So much sport. You can't move for sport.
Is Australia favourite in that? Are we going to win it?
Well, I don't know if we are.
Us,
I mean,
England
came off winning the Commonwealth Games, what was that, 2 years ago?
Hmm.
1 year ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They beat us.
That's right. Yeah, it was that. Yeah, crazy thing where no one expected
Super
England
close.
To win. And yeah, there's New Zealand, Jamaica, obviously us, South Africa, a whole heap of teams. There's 16 teams all up.
Wow.
It finishes the 22nd of July. So it's a very quick competition.
Whoa.
Every game is on Channel 9 if you want to watch it. Our games are tonight, 8 p.m., tomorrow night, 6 p.m. against Zimbabwe. Sorry, the first one's against Northern Ireland. And
tonight, Friday night.
Friday night. That's well done, mate. Good. And then on Sunday, Australia versus Sri Lanka is 12 a.m. So there you go.
Thanks. I didn't even know it was starting, so that's good.
Yeah, great. To tell people. Go girls.
Yep. Happy to help. Pacific Games is on. We're not going to talk about that.
All right.
And there was a cycling thing that I had last week. We're not going to talk about that because... Game!
Oh, dear.
Hey, Joel, you've got game.
Oh, dear.
I forgot to... I always write like a little...
I thought you were going to say you forgot to do a game.
No, I've done a game. I'm not Gabby. Shall we get into
it? Yeah, but I didn't do a game, but you guys got presents, so...
Oh, yeah. I wore my hat.
We did. You wore your hat?
So, I wore my hat after the show, and the outfit that I happened to be wearing really made me look like a delivery food driver. Like, somebody... It was like, I looked like I was like
and
working for delivery. Yeah. Or like McDonald's or something. Like, it just was so...
Was anyone like, yo, over here?
Yep. That's mine. That's my dinner. That's my dinner.
You're like, okay. All right, questions. How many scoring zones are there on a conventional dartboard?
Three. Four.
Sorry, a conventional dartboard. You've seen it, a dartboard, right?
Yeah. There's an outer ring. That's double.
I'm talking numbers here, buddy.
Two, three,
four, all
five.
The numbers.
Oh, those.
31.
20. All the numbers in the middle. Bullseye.
Oh,
thing
so
around
you count
the
separate sections.
Yes.
Oh, come on, mate.
31.
Scoring zones.
I don't know.
20.
What?
It's a lot.
Wait,
there's
40,
a lot.
60, 80, 100. No. 82.
Hey, 82 is right.
What?
Good maths. Yeah. Really good maths. Well done.
Quick maths.
Quick maths. With which sport...
Sorry, me. 31. Nobody heard me, so I said it again. 31.
Joel, it's obviously
31. Joel, I said 31.
I'm right. Give me the ding and move on.
I'm not sure where you got the
31. I don't know. I have no idea.
I was convinced.
Yeah.
With which sport would you most associate the commentator Ted Lowe? Where have I got this question from?
Ted Lowe? Never heard of him.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's snooker.
Right.
Snooker. All right, this is the pub sport show
now.
It does
seem that way. In which year was the first Soccer World Cup final to be decided on penalties?
Ooh, that would be a guess, man.
1994. Yeah, man. Oh, my God! She's done it!
How did you get that?
I did know that. I did.
Absolutely did.
I did.
Did you? No,
yep.
You didn't.
Oh, she's trying to make me believe things again.
This is where we need the video.
It's where I go, oh, what, wait, wait, maybe
what?
She did know.
Fantastic.
You used to play for Jamaica?
Yes. All right, we've got time for one more. How many nations competed in the first ever Olympic Games?
I'm going to say 30.
I'm going to say 36.
Are we even close?
Oh. It's country. Country hour.
No, it's one. I don't know why you thought it was any more than one.
What?
It was Greece.
Oh, you are such a dickhead.
I'm not. that's how
what, you're saying the first Olympics was just Greece?
Yeah, of course it was.
That's not the Olympics.
What is it then?
I'm gonna look this up and
prove you bloody wrong. Okay, whatever. I don't care. It's the end of the show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.